Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu nahi an tarki nari fil bayti inda nomi wa nahwihi sawa'un kanat fi sirajin o ghayri. The chapter on the prohibition of leaving a fire burning in the house when going to sleep, etc., in the form of a lamp, etc. Continuing with the chapters on the different adab and the different etiquette and the different methods and the different ways shown to us in Shariat, where a person takes care of his life, takes care of his property, takes care of his belongings, etc. And this is the beauty of our deen, that it shows us everything to such an extent that when a person is going to sleep also, that what he should do with that fire that is still burning in the house. In fact, we are not so used to it, but many parts of the world up till today, that they use these lamps, they use these candles, etc. Or sometimes in winter they use fireplaces and they leave it burning throughout the night. What is the hidayat? What is the guidance given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as these lanterns, these lamps, these fires that are burning at night when a person is going to sleep? What should be done? So this is what is covered in this chapter. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhum an Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, لا تتركوا النار في بيوتكم حين تنامون متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not leave fire burning in your houses when you sleep. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on a straw mat. In those days, what they would do is they would have a small clay utensil. And in that clay utensil, they would put some oil. And in that oil, they'd put a wick. And now that wick will take very long to burn because of that oil that is there. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on a chatai, we say a straw mat, and one rat had taken one wick with that fire burning on it, and it ran and it dropped it just there where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting. To the extent of a dirham, it burnt that chatai. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at this action of this rat. This is how shaitan does sometimes. It gets this type, shaitan does these type of actions also, where it burns and it causes harm. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam suggested to sahaba that when you go to sleep, then put these lamps off, as we'll see in this hadith. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, ihtaraqa baytum bil madinah ala ahlihi min al-layl. فَلَمَّا حُدِّثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِشَأْنِهِمْ قَالَ إِنَّ هَذِهِ النَّارَ عَدُوٌّ لَكُمْ فَإِذَا نِمْتُمْ فَأَطْفِئُوهَا. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that a house in Medina Sharif, together with all its inhabitants, all the people that were staying in that house, and that house burned down one night. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of this, he said, fire is your enemy. When you go to sleep, you should extinguish it. What is meant by this is like how your enemy does harm to you or tries or wishes harm for you, like that this fire also can cause harm to you. It can damage and hurt you, it can hurt and damage your property and your belongings. So what the right adab is, before you go to sleep, make sure you put that fire out. Well, sometimes you may think in our circumstances, if a person has got that heater, that bar heater, etc., that's burning, so at night it's possible that something, some paper, or some fabric, or something can curtain, or some wind, something can cause something to burn against it. So if possible, a person should put it off. Now remember these ahadis, nahi irshadi. Nahi irshadi means that it is not something that is compulsory, you have to put it off. But it's just directives and guidance given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our own well-being. It doesn't mean if a person doesn't put it off, he's going to get gunah. No, not like that. But for our own safety, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us these adab. We'll do one more hadith. An Jabir radiallahu anhu an Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, غطوا الإناء وأوكيوا السقاء وأغلقوا الأبواب وأطفئوا السراج فإن الشيطان لا يحل سقاء ولا يفتح بابا ولا يكشف إناء فإن لم يجد أحدكم إلا أن يعرض على إنائه عودا ويذكر اسم الله فليفعل فإن الفويسق تضرم على أهل البيت بيتهم. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cover utensils, tie the water skins. In those days, they would use water skins to keep water in. because the water generally would stay cool in the water skins. So it would be like a water bag that they would have and they would keep. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, first cover your utensils, we explained this just now, and tie the water skins, lock the doors and extinguish the lamps, because shaitan does not untie water skins or open the doors and utensils. If any one of you can find nothing except a stick to cover his utensil, together with taking the name of Allah, he should do so. A rat, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a rat can burn a house together with its inhabitants. Here, what adab we've been taught, adab is that a person should do all these things and say Bismillah. Person at night when he's locking his door, he should say, take the name of Allah, Bismillah, lock the door. If he's closing the window, say Bismillah and close the window. If he's covering the utensil, say Bismillah and cover the utensil. Why? Because once that door is closed with Bismillah, now shaitan can't open that door. If that window is closed with Bismillah, shaitan can't close that window. So similarly, when a person covers his utensils, why should we cover our utensils? One is firstly that it will protect it from any insects and any creatures from going into that utensil. For example, a person has got a glass, he's got a plate, he's got a dish, something that's open, so he should cover it. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that if you don't find anything to cover it, then even put a piece of wood across. The wood won't cover the full length and breadth of the utensil, but it may be like a pencil, for example, or it may be like a miswak, or a small piece of wood. Do that and say Bismillah and cover it. So now shaitan can't go even in that utensil. And in one hadith that comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that in one day of the year, bala comes down. And anything that is uncovered, any utensil that is uncovered, it goes into that utensil. Now we don't know at which night it is that this is coming down. So therefore a person is encouraged that every night, ensure that those utensils that are exposed, that are out, those in a cupboard, there's no problem. Those that are lying out, a person should cover it. Sometimes we see utensils lying out. If you can, put a cloth over it. If you don't have a cloth, then at least put some stick over it. But any utensils that we have, there may be a glass, maybe a person has got a plate, some utensil he got that's lying out, try and cover it. Because we don't know exactly on which night it comes, this bala, so a person is protecting himself from that also. Empty utensil. If it's full, all the more reason why a person should try and cover it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing, these are simple actions, but look how careful our shariat is, how beautiful our shariat is. Even with regard to those things that can cause a harm to our house, we don't do this. Under this, ulama explained that anything that can be dangerous in the house, a person should ensure that that is put off, that is kept away before he goes to sleep. One example they have is like in India, sometimes they have the geyser system in such a way that it's got a backflow. And the backflow, and the geysers are in the house, so the backflow, the water comes into the house. So they got a special valve that closes and stops it. So they are told that switch off your geysers and close that backflow. So if you are sleeping and for whatever reason there happens to be a backflow, the house also doesn't get flooded. So these sort of things, that any harm and any damage can come to the house, a person ensures that all that is put away, it's put off, and then a person goes to sleep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Inshallah we'll continue with these hadith after 1 week. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.